Better tune in, tell a friend. Y'all better tune in, tell a friend that the Playboy Comedy is in. What's up, y'all? It's 3 o'clock, September the, let me see, I don't even know what today's date is. September the 26th, I'm sorry, y'all. September 26th, 2012, man, I am just excited right now. I hope all my listeners are excited. Pray that everybody's happy, everybody doing good, man. This is some Trey Love to you. Wishing you and yours the best. We're going to start with a little prayer. You know how I get down, you know what I mean? Because you have to put God in his perspective place, which should be first and foremost in your life. And you wonder why I have success and why I'm still here after so many different things. You know, some of you that have been with me through the ups, downs, smiles, and frowns know about my life, know about the situations that I've had to deal with. But I'm going to tell you, I'm an overcomer. And I don't overcome by myself. It's because I have something bigger than what we can see, bigger than the eyes can see, protecting me and have me, you know, protected. You know what I mean? And it's one thing, man, like real talk. You know, 50 said it before. It's better than anybody can imagine. It's God's plan, homie. This ain't mine. So, God, grant me the serenity to accept the things I cannot change, the power to change the things I can, and the wisdom to know the difference. Ask and it shall be given you. Seek and you shall find. Knock and it shall be opened unto you. For everyone that asketh, receiveth. To him that knocketh, it shall be opened. And I missed one in the middle, you know, but whatever it is, we're going to get to it. But God know where my heart at. He know where he is, and he know where he lies. So, y'all, we doing it, man. You know what I'm saying? Last week, we had Mr. Rudy Russ, a Laugh Mob, man. Y'all make sure y'all support Rudy and what he's doing out there, man. You know, he's got a deal with Laugh Mob going with Bob Sumner, and that's hot. You know what I'm saying? And Bob said he's working with the LeBrons. I actually had the pleasure of being part of Laugh Mob, you know, some writing, some sketches and things of that nature, you know. So it's about coming up. And those of you who do not know, Bob Sumner is one of the major talent scouts for Def Comedy Jam. So he's brought you a lot of stars, you know, himself and Miss Tina Graham, the lovely Tina Graham. Give a shout-out to her. She out there in New York making things happen, you know what I'm saying, still keeping it grinding and shining after all these years, you know. And it's one of them things, y'all. It's a process and it's a season. The numbers on my blog talk are looking ridiculously high. So I want to thank whoever's out there listening, man. I want to thank all the people that are taking the time to listen to my show, listen to the archives, the people that are being entertained. Yo, I want to say thank you, man. That's directly from Trey Love. And I also want to thank, I want to tell y'all, this week's comedy show, September 23rd at Flappers Comedy Club, 532 West 1st Street, Claremont, California, the show was dynamite. Shout out to the lineup. I had my main man RZA open up, had Zenobia Del Mar come through, slide through and do her middle part, and then the headliner, my friend. I mean, we've been knowing each other, started together 15 years ago in this game. Been doing, like, since the Miami Improv, Peppermint Lounge, Uncle Funny's down there in Miami, Florida, man, to New York to be where we are today. You know, both of us, you know, obtaining TV credits, film credits, and just masters at this craft, you know. And Bob Sumner said it best. A lot of people don't know. Comedy is not just art, it's a craft. You know, you have to really know what you're doing. You have to take your time. You have to be just strategic. But when that boy Romeo hit that stage, man, he really, really did his thing, man. And to all the people out there at Flappers, to Barbara Holiday for giving me this opportunity, I just want to thank her, man, and the whole Flappers staff, man. If you've never been to Flappers, you got to come out. And this week, man, my two special guests, which are going to be on the radio today, a young lady by the name of Siri. She's doing her thing, man, been in the game for a while, knocking them upside the head. And then I like to call these fellas comedy royalty. And I want to give them a shout-out, a major shout-out, because I want to talk a little smack to a few of these other little, these brand new comedians out here that, you know, think they're doing something. You know, as I'm doing this, right, y'all, you know, I'm a producer now. You know what I mean? Producer, promoter, doing my own thing. So you start finding out what people are really about, be it comedians, be it other promoters, be it people that always, this one here, yo, I'm your boy. Man, I got your back. We friends. But every show I do, I never see your face. You know what I mean? Everything I do, I never see your face, but you keep. And then I love when they try to send me text messages and responses, and, man, I couldn't make it because. See, my thing is, don't even do that. It's cool. Don't come because I don't need you, because what's happening is the people that are coming are meant to be. I believe in things that are meant to be. And I want to shout out my main man, Mr. Dante Dupree, who actually has taken the reins and said, hey, man, I'm going to get with you on the team, and we're going to promote this show together. So shout out to him. Also, shout out to the IE crew, man. Them cats over there, they do it big. They show love and support. Jamal Jam, P. Parker, Ryan, RJ Johnson, Mr. Timothy Stanzel. I know they got some major stuff going on, cracking. You know what I'm saying? October 7th, the John B. joint is going on. We'll get more information on that later into the show. But, yo, I'm just saying, man, like I said, real is real. I see who's there. Shout out to Miss Sophia Smith for just being an anchor, being a straight-up anchor. I mean, she's getting all the people in the world. I mean, that's my top of the line right there. She's making sure that everybody knows about this. So, you know, my personal crew, man, to the people that are just continue to support me and show me love, man, I thank you. And to the ones who, you know, y'all fake friends and fake comedians, I'm finding out who you are, hey, if you come to the door, you're still going to get love. Trust me, because it ain't even like that. But again, that, oh, I'm going to be there. I support you, Trey. I support what you're doing. When you're really doing something and you're really trying to make moves, you find out about these family members, about these comedians. Like I said, I want to tell the story about this one comedian. I was trying to hide to book him because I thought we was cool. You know, I've seen him places. He's seen me places. He's shown up to my shows, and I put him on stage. It's no problem. But then when I call him and try to book him, nah, man, I don't want to commit to you and say I'm doing something because I'm working with these people and those people right now. And it's like, okay, well, I tell you what, I'm going to take you off the booking list. But like they say, don't bite the hand that feeds you. God is putting me in a position. I didn't put me in this position. God's put me in certain positions. And the thing is, it's about business, and I'm going to be honest, y'all. I don't just need the people. I need help. I need y'all to come out, and I need the comedians, man. Even though I'm a comedian, I still need the comedians. But I would never do comedians the way some of these cats are calling themselves doing me. Like when I ask them to do something for me, they can't show up. But see, here it is. What's funny is you might not come. But then guess who I have headlining? I had Eddie Murphy's son, Brando Murphy, come through and tear the show down. You know what I'm saying? Mr. Brent Taylor, man, Brent a beast, come through and headline and tore it down. Last week, my friend, true friend in this game, Mr. Romeo Ballantyne, came through and finessed the stage. And for these comedians that I was trying to book, let me show you what royalty is. We know people. People that know what they know. Paul Mooney wrote for Richard Pryor. Paul Mooney wrote for Eddie Murphy. And I am blessed to have his sons, the Mooney twins, not just live on my stage, but live on the radio coming up. And here's the thing, to all the naysayers and the ones who, because it all boils around jealousy, y'all. It ain't like I don't know what it is. You know what I mean? And I ain't even going to use this time to vent, but I'm going to use this time to let the crowd and let my listeners know I'm learning what's up. I'm learning about these people that run around saying, Trey, I'm going to help you and I'm going to do this and I got your back, you know, with your career. When it all boiled down to it, when I really need you, you ain't even there. But this song is dedicated to all y'all because I'm going to show you something. I'm going to show you God in flesh, baby. The crowd going to be there. And when the show pack out and y'all keep hearing about it, Trey Love, Trey Love, Trey Love, going to be nowhere to be found, baby. Because I'm going to be, what? Who? I don't know you. Really.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
If I can't do it, homie, it can't be done. Now I'ma let the champagne bottle pop. I'ma take it to the top. Yo, I'ma make it hot, baby.
I pop, punch the pussy, the shut, and I pop. Yeah. Then the bubble squeezing my pistol, I'm sure that I got. I feed a pipe of big peppers and run right around. I'm 50 cent, I write a little bit, but I pop nine. Yeah. Money right, cause I got mine. When I'm around, quit playing, nigga, you can't shine. Woo! You gon' be that next chump, then up in the trunk after being hit by the pump. Is that what you want? Be easy, nigga. I lay your ass out. Believe me, nigga. That's what I'm about. Gangsta. You can find a nigga sitting on throne. Hit the clutch, hit the gear, hit the gas, and I'm gone.
Yeah. If I can't do it, homie, it can't be done. Now I'ma let the champagne bottle pop. I'ma take it to the top. Yo, I'ma make it hot.
Gangsta dollar, the gangsta facts. If you be hitting homicide, I'd be asking what happened.
Oh no, look who prepping with the foe. 20 inch rims sitting on low, bro. East side, west side, you can know. Yo, I'm low,
go. Even my mama saying something really wrong with my brain. If you don't rob me, they know I'm down and down with my chain.
G-Unit,
yeah.
We get it popping in the hood. G-Unit,
yeah. Motherfucker, what's good? I'm waiting on niggas to act like they don't know how to act. I had to sip it to my jack. I blow them off the map. Thinking it's all rap, to that ass be crap, and Doc says it's a rap.
It's a rap, nigga.
If I can't do it, homie, it can't be done. Now I'ma let the champagne bottle pop. I'ma take it to the top. Yo, I'ma make it hot, baby.
I ain't been out to teach lessons to slow learners. Go ahead and act up, get smacked in the head with the burner. I don't fight fair. I'm dirty, dirty. I'm from Southside Jamaica, Queens, nigga, you heard me.
Yeah.
When the street lights come on, niggas blasting nines. Get locked up, then read books to pass the time.
Woo.
And the game is up and down, so I stay on their mind. Niggas on my dick more than my bitch, I stay on their mind. There ain't nothing they can do to stop my shine. This is God's plan, homie, this ain't mine. I bet you this is how grandpa called me a nuisance. And grandma always got to throw her 2 cents. I'm the dropout, I made more money than the features. Roofless like the coupe, but I come with more features. I am what I am. You can like it or love it. It feels good to put 50 grand and think nothing of it. Fuck
if I can't do it, homie, it can't be done. Now I'ma let the champagne bottle pop. I'ma take it to the top. Yo, I'ma make it hot, baby, baby. If I can't do it, homie, it can't be done. Now I'ma let the champagne bottle pop. I'ma take it to the top. Yo, I'ma make it hot, baby, baby.
I'ma make it hot. Dr. Dre, Aftermath, Shady, haha.
Yeah, that's the one and only Mr. 50 Cent. If I can't do it, it can't be done. My favorite part of that whole song, y'all, and it sticks with me. It rolls in my soul, yo. That part when he say, this is God's plan, homie. This ain't mine. Y'all better understand. And that's what's happening with the ism right now. You know, God is working and moving himself in my career. And all I'm doing, y'all, is just I'm on the horse that he got me on. You know what I'm saying? And riding and always already headed to the top. Darren, what's happening, y'all? My boy Darren Hinder, man. We rapping right here on Facebook. Right now, I'm going to do what I do for my ladies. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to tell you what I do. What I like to do is I like to push the person. You know what I'm saying? That the, how do you say, the underdog, the people that ain't nobody looking at, the people that, you know, y'all try to act ain't there, like ain't there, you know what I'm saying? Like the Trey Love, I ain't gonna say no names, you know what I'm saying? But your boy been supposed to be out here for years, you know, certain promoters and stuff, so it's put me on shows and, oh, we can't do this and we can't do that. Player, y'all better realize and recognize Mr. BET Comic View himself, best of, you understand what I'm saying? Nationwide headliner, comedy club, when the college market out of here live, baby. That's why I got Flappers Comedy Club in Claremont, California. on you. You know what I'm saying? Because this is how I do it. Right now, I'm finna go on and get my pokes out the way and let all my beautiful ladies know that they are large, in charge, and need to be touched, and that I feel you, and I ain't forgot about you. Portia, you get your poke. Renee, I'm going to poke you. Rainier, I'm going to poke you. Talisha, Shannon, Lakeisha, Kia, Radiant, Angelica, Tabusi. Hey, that's her name, y'all. Alexandra, Michelle Ann, Kim, Tiffany, Vanessa, Kathy. See how many women be I'm sorry, y'all. I got to get back to paying my women attention. Daddy be busy, y'all. Chevette, Teddy, Nikki, Sonia, Nisha, Marcia, Kat, Tasha, Christina, and Jalen, Sharonda, and Ramona. See, the thing is, let me explain it to y'all. The reason why I say the first names, I don't say the last names to protect the innocent. You understand what I'm saying? But be on the lookout. Even though the shows I've been doing have been specifically about comedians, I'm getting ready to do another segment about my people. Like I said, the underdogs, the unsigned hype, the independent artists that y'all, you know what I'm saying, ain't really heard their stuff. You might hear a song or two or see a flyer or something on their Facebook, but it's people like me that's out here grinding. You understand what I'm saying? Without a record contract, you know, things like that, but they got to be heard because the talent that's inside you, they got to let them out. So to all my ladies that just got poked, you know what's going to happen. You about to get rocked. This Trey Love, y'all.
L.A., Vegas Connect, baby.
One at a time.
I'm gonna rock her.
Take take it home, baby.
Yo, what's up? This is Trey Love, the Playboy Comedy. Y'all just heard the song live. I'm a rocker. You can go get that on iTunes, CD, baby. You know what I'm saying? None other than yours. Truly the Playboy Comedy, Mr. Trey Love, showing the diversification of this God-given talent. You understand what I'm saying? Now, what I'm going to do is I'm going to lay back, and I'm going to go ahead, and I'm going to open the lines up because I already have both of my very special guests right on the line. If you want to speak to them, you need to call 310-861-2317. I have Miss Siri, who is one of the most powerful young comedians, young female comedians rocking the circuit right now, as well as comedy royalty, the world famous, my friends and yours, Mooney Twins. We're going to go on and get it on, man. I'm going to open the line up and holler at Siri real quick. We're going to see what she up to, y'all. Let's see what she up to.
I like it, Trey. I like, I'm a rocker. I'm a rocker. Oh, shoot. We're about to blow up, Trey. We're about to blow up.
I'm telling you, I'm like a man smoking at a glass gas station. You hear me over there?
I like it. I like it. I'm a rocker. Woo, catchy.
You know what happened? I'm going to tell you. I'm going to tell you what happened one time. I was doing this show, right, and this young comedian, she was like, I was like, who is that? Get to the stage. Trey. And she was back there telling people, girl, Trey got his own theme music. I thought I was going to die laughing when she said.
You made it, boy. You didn't made it.
I made it to across the street.
Have a theme song.
Yeah, you know when you have a theme song, you literally have blown up. You know, even though I made my own things, you got a theme song. So how are you today, darling?
I'm good. I'm good. Thanks for having me on the show. I'm hearing great things about it, and I'm happy and honored to be on it.
Well, first of all, I'm happy and honored that you're here. And see what it is. I'm gonna tell you about how I roll. See, people don't understand. You give, you receive what you give. You understand what I'm saying? So the reason why I'm blessed is because what I like to do is I like to go out like I'm out scouting, and I see somebody like you on stage that's dynamic, and I'm like, you know what? I want to work with her. And people don't realize, like, I meet them, I may get your number, but see, I'm not the type of person to call you and say, hey, how you doing? What's going on in your life? Or even, let me tell you what happened to me. I like to call you when I got something for you. So God put me in a position to be able to book comedians now, and this is a blessing because now I can just, I feel like I'm just able to say, hey, you want to do the show? You want to do the show? Because you were somebody I had to have on my show when I saw the dynamics of what you put on stage. What I want you to do for a second is talk to the people and tell them, give them a little bit of your background, how long you've been doing comedy, how long you've been in L.A., where you from. Just chop it up with the listeners. The floor is yours.
Okay, well, Trey, I used to have a little night job. You know, I used to have a little night job consisted of me wearing a little mini skirt with the clear heels. You know, it was on the corners late at. No, I'm joking.
Did we
was like, oh my
did
god,
did we work together? I know you look familiar.
No. Really, my background starts. I'm from Houston, Texas, born and raised. I'm a Southern girl. And I just always been about comedy. I always been about that life. I've been writing and doing sketch comedy since I was as young as remembering knowing how to write. I wrote songs when I was a kid. It was watered down. You know, I used to sing songs like Jesus King, you know. But you know, we've grown since then, and now I'm doing stand up comedy, playing all over LA, and I'm loving it.
Yeah, I see you doing your thing. You be out there, and that's what you got to do. You got to get out. And you got to touch these mics, man. You got to make sure people know who you are. And that's what's got you booked at Flappers Claremont this coming Sunday, opening for the world famous Mooney Twins. Are you familiar with the Mooney Twins?
Yes. Actually, I played with them, I want to say, about a month ago.
You played with both of them together? You played with both of them together? Was that fun? No.
Oh,
you played with both of them? Wait till I get Dwayne on the line. Oh, we enjoyed it.
Don't put me out like that. I played on the same stage as them actually a couple of months ago. So, you know, it's a small world. Things just keep coming back around full circle.
They keep coming back around full circle. Well, sweetheart, you just keep doing what you're doing. You know what I'm saying? Put the good energy out there into the ether. And I'm going to tell you something. Be mindful of them devils because they there too. You know what I'm saying? You got to be mindful of them devils. But see, when you got your armor on, you know what I'm saying, them devils can't get through your armor. So you got to keep doing what you're doing. Who would you say is your greatest influence in this game? Who's kind of the person that you look to when you, you know, was like, you know what? I want to do that one day. Who's your greatest influence?
Well, believe it or not, I'm old school. I'm going to throw it back for you. The people I looked to when I was younger, growing up, I used to watch stuff like I Love Lucy, the Lucille Ball and Carol Burnett, like that raw sketch comedy, you know, saving thing, but also clean humor.
Yes.
I fell in love with it when I was young. And,
yes,
I mean, I could take I think it takes something special out of a comic to be kind of clean and still funny. Like, anybody can go up there and beep, 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 curse words, talk about sex and fart jokes, but it takes someone with a real craft to be funny and clean and kind of smart with their humor. So.
I'm glad you said that because I want all my listeners to know that this show Sunday is really going to be a dynamic show because the Mooney Twins are not just comedians, they're motivational speakers as well. So it's going to be a real flavor type of show. And it's funny you say that because the reason why I eat a lot of cats up in the game is because most of them, you know, African-American comedians, I'm going to say flat out, a lot of us get on stage and we drop the F-bombs and we do a bunch of the MFs and we do a bunch of the Bs. And I'm not going to say anybody's name, but I had a comedian, you know, get on my stage. And see, my stage is a stage that's different. You know, Flappers is not like most comedy clubs, you know. I have 16-year-olds in my crowd, 16-year-olds, college students, you know. And the thing is, you know, it's like you got to be mindful of what you say. I had a young lady get on stage and start talking about her vagina, but using the other word and stuff like that with this little 16-year-old Catholic school girl in there. And it's one of those things. I mean, the thing is, get up there and do your comedy. Be yourself. Don't censor yourself, but play to your audience. Because it's not about me booking you all the time. It's about the future of where your career is going. And, you know, it's funny. It's Bob Sumner, everybody, even Tina Graham, everybody's looking for clean now. That's what's ironic. That's changed since I started doing comedy. Because when I started, it was, man, if you wasn't cussing, you wasn't getting on nothing. Now it's like, I guess it's just like with the rap game. People tired of that ish. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
People are tired of you not showing your creativity. People want to see creativity because anybody can say some cuss words and make them sound good. And you know, to me, and you know what they tell you at some of these colleges, too, when you perform, because you were talking to me about getting on the college market, they even tell you, they will give you, like, if you say three F-bombs, if you say the word F, the F word three times in your set, that's cool. Anything over three, we docking your pay. So it's kind of like they're not trying to get you to just not curse at all, but it's one of those things, like, use it as a little seasoning. Like, do your joke, and then when it comes time to bring it down, then you throw it in. Like, I'm going to give you an example. This is what I told people. This ain't a joke. This is true stuff that really, really happened to me. My daughter, she's 6 months old. I love her to death. I'm her slave. I do whatever it takes to make my baby happy. Whatever it takes. So I know my baby getting a little older, so I got her a rattle. So she playing with the rattle. She shook it. And then you know what she did? She took it and she threw it. Boom. I get up. I go get the rattle. I bring it back because I'm her father. I love her. As I said, I am her slave. I worship her. I do what my queen tells me to do. She takes the rattle, and she throws it again. Now, after 52 times of going back and forth to get this rattle, I say, wait a minute. Is this little bitch playing fetch with me? Bam. You see what I'm saying?
Oh, no.
You feel me? You feel me? It's the punch. You know, you use things, and you got to know how to punch it, baby. You know what I'm saying? I just got to, you know, I had to show out a little bit. Again, doing that
bit on
stage. People feel it. People understand it. It's real. It's raw. And it's how it's supposed to be. And it's what it's supposed to be. Now, before I go to the next cut, I want you to go ahead and talk to the listeners a little bit and tell them more about yourself. Let me see. We know who your influences are. I know you've been doing about three and five years, right?
Yeah.
Tell me about Houston. What's the Houston market like?
Houston, Texas is more conservative. I mean, but I think there's a lot of wildness out there. I think there's a lot of good comics out there. A lot of people hungry out there. And also New York, I heard that a lot of people in New York, that's, you know, where a lot of good comics are, too, and brewing out there. Me, personally, I stand for HDL, which is humor, diversity, and love.
Diversity and love. All right.
That's what I stand for. And that's the thing I want to project after, you know, leaving the stage. And I don't know. I love the comedy thing. I love entertaining people. I want to just bring more love into the game. I want to bring more, you know, humor, and I just kind of want to keep it somewhat clean. Now, I come from a really religious, old gospel family. Like, my mom.
I know. Me too. Like, my mama prayed for everything. My mama prayed when I got in the car accident. I broke my leg. I called her from the hospital. I said, Mom, I done broke my leg. I'm in the hospital. She said, well, baby, praise the Lord. I told you to slow down. I know what you mean. So go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, so my mom used to come in my bedroom every morning. Now, Sarai, did you read your Bible this morning, baby? So, you know, I can't lie to my mama, but I would bend the hell out of the truth. So I would wake up every morning, grab the good book, read the words, and Bible. And look my mama straight in the eyes and say, yes, ma'am, I read the Bible this morning. I didn't lie to mama.
Hey, when they say pray over your food, you say Jesus wept. Let's eat.
There you go, Trey. You got to find a way to bend the truth.
Believe me, when I get through with the truth, it's been through a blender.
Oh, shoot.
You know what I mean? I'm a religious, non-religious, real brother. You know what I'm saying? I believe in everything. Buddha, Islam, Scientology. Me and Tom Cruise be kicking it. What I like about him is he is still alive like Jesus. You know what I'm talking about? Tom Cruise is still here. I'm going to go to song real quick, and I'm going to bring on Mr. Dwayne Mooney, and it's about to go down. Hey, look, man, I'm going to tell y'all something, man. You know, like I said to these little comedians that act like they too big to come and do my show, it's cool. It's cool, because see, guess what? I got the Mooney twins, baby. You understand what I'm saying? And it's one of those things. As I rise, I'm going to remember, on the way to the top, I'm going to remember the people that was like, nah, dog, I can't do your show because I can't commit to it because I'm too busy. Y'all Hollywood already? Well, check this out. Trey Love got the Mooney twins, baby. Church.
It ain't for everybody. Welcome to Hollywood, baby.
Picture.
Uh-huh.
Don't even talk about it.
Let's do it.
Go.
Uh-huh.
I see your jealousy as you watch me.
I see you watching, baby.
You watching.
It's all good.
It's kind of sexy.
I love it.
How you watching?
Uh-huh.
You watching.
Come
on. I see your face.
I see your face.
You want to touch
you. You want to touch it.
Come to play.
Come to the crib.
Let's
chop it up.
Tonight
you're gonna be a superstar, baby. Get into it. You're blinded by the
action.
You need that.
Hollywood.
You're blinded by the
action.
You need that.
Hollywood.
Come on. Paparazzi spots me in the lobby of my high rise. Behind my shades, like the fame is blinding my eyes. My God, I know how I see eyes. Once I felt when he was eyes high. As I have got to make this stop. People often warn me that the fame ain't for the vain of heart. It'll change those since he had love for you. It's a stranger when your fame starts. It's a chain reaction, locomotion like when a train departs. Stranger, things have happened. Rapping, stacking, platinum, plaquing. Born in Brooklyn, got a place in Manhattan. Going back to Brooklyn to escape the madness. When your friends is Chris and Gwyneth, and your girl is more famous than you, Venice. Time to get all your windows tinted. Keep your eyes squinting, it's on flash any minute. The music biz like musical chairs. About where you're standing when the music stops spinning. And I'm you're blinded by the
action.
You need that
Hollywood.
You're blinded by the
action.
You need that A-lister, you're in the midst of the ride of your life, but you gotta keep them hits up. Can't put your guard down, gotta keep your mitts up. Take a sip, sir, it's so intoxicating, ain't it? Try not to get jaded. Hollywood's been good to you. Starting to feel like buzz to you, don't lie. Gon' fly, you addicted to the life. Without the fame, how you gon' survive? It's like pooping on heroin, you so high.
And everybody's wanting you alive.
Try to
know what to take,
you
can't hear.
You become what you want to buy. James Dean, John Belushi. Blow your whole life trying to live in the lies. Heroin's following Marilyn. Hopping over the edge just like Janis Joplin. River Phoenix, Jimi Hendrix, Jimmy Morrison. All of them ended by Hollywood. Thank God for Hollywood. Hollywood. Sure you want this, baby? Hollywood. Smoke a dick and drug in
You know, when I wasn't doing nothing, when I wasn't producing shows and stuff like that, wasn't nobody paying me attention, right? But now that I'm hustling, producing shows, and, you know, my acting career is taking off, I'm dealing with certain people, and they see me kind of shining with the major stars. You know, people got so much to say now. You know what I'm saying? These people that I once thought was my friends. So that's a shout-out to let everybody know. Be careful what you ask for, because when you get it, what you gonna do with it? You understand? And I want to talk about a couple of things before I bring up, before I bring the Mooney Twins on. Yeah, I want to say this flat out. Y'all know y'all been watching the election. You know, it's an election year. We dealing with that. And I hate to say this, but remember how election years usually are? It's always like the Democratic person against the Republican person. They going head to head and they arguing. It's like Obama, really, honestly, if y'all watch Barack walk around, Barack walk around with shades on. He like got a joint. Mitt who? Okay, cool. I'll deal with that cat a little later. And I love the fact that they caught him on that tape saying that 47%, you know, that he, you know, he's trying to reach us, you know, the people that need help for the from the government, you know, disabled veterans, people that, you know, lower income, you know, that are not in certain tax brackets. And I know, my boys, the Mooney Twins, when they get on here, they're going to have plenty to say about this. Because this is what I'm going to say. You know, the Republican Party looking bad. George Bush messed up so bad that Mitt Romney had to get a Democratic president. He had to get Bill Clinton to do a speech with him in order to just get, like, people like he might as well had to get Jesse Jackson. Am I lying? Mitt Romney had a must went up. Just, look, I'm just going to get Jesse Jackson. I need somebody to help me reach those people. He's trying to reach a certain demographic, and the best he could was the former black president, the first black president, Mr. Bill Clinton. And I'm going to say it like this here. I know, Bill, this is how the meeting went, right? I'm going to show you how the meeting went. Mitt called him. Hey, I really need some help here. Can you get me in touch with Bill? I really need him to help me. Bill was like, hold on. Who's on the damn phone? Oh, so Mitt who? Well, look, okay, put him on the phone. Hey, how you doing, Mitt?
Hey, Bill, how's it going, man? Can you help me, man? I'm really messing up with the people. No one in America respects me.
Well, that's your damn fault, man. Hold on. Monica. All right, you and Hill, come on, roll me up another spliff. I'm about to hang out and listen to what this guy has to say here. So go ahead. What do you have to say here, man?
Well, man, look, I messed up with the American people. Is there anything you can do to help me?
Well, I'm going to tell you like this. I want you to listen, Mitt. Before you do anything, I want you to listen to me and listen to me well. I know you heard some things about me, but I did not have sexual relations with Michael Jackson. I swear I didn't. Everyone thinks I did. They really do believe it. But I didn't. I know I'm ignorant, y'all. Look, we've been to open the lines up, man. You know what I'm saying? We're going to get Siri back. You know what I'm saying? And then from there, we're getting ready to put the Mooney Twins right on in your face. We got Dwayne right on the line right now, Dwayne Mooney. And I just want to say, ladies, I see y'all checking the Mooney Twins out. I'm coming to that show. You know, them brothers are smooth. You know what I'm saying? He Egyptian princes. That's what they are. Kings amongst the Siri done hung up, so I guess she's off the line. Well, I'm going to go ahead and bring Dwayne Mooney right on. Dwayne, what's happening with you? How you doing today, bro?
How are you, brother?
Man, blessed, high and mighty.
Good. You sounding real good today.
Oh, thank you, man. That's because I got you and your brother on my show. I'm really excited about that.
Oh,
that's
well,
why
that...
I sound like this.
Oh, yeah, it's going to be an exciting show, man. I didn't know 16-year-olds was there. And that's good, man, because they need to see some good comedy.
Right. You know, and it's funny you say that because I'm ushering in things different. Last week, Dwayne, let me tell you what happened. I'm a hustler. And see, that's what people are seeing in me. Like, I get out and I make things happen. I always get to my show early. I get to my show like 2 hours before it's time to start. So what I did last week was I just went out in the streets of where the comedy club is and started talking to people. I saw a family, a man, a woman, and a young lady together, and they were like looking around for something to do. And I said, hey guys, why don't you guys come upstairs? A comedy show is starting in the next hour. And they said, sure. And I was kind of shocked because they came in, ordered food, sat, and enjoyed the whole show, and their daughter happened to be 16. And the thing about Flappers is they welcome all ages. So therefore, as comedians, what I love is we have to realize that we have to mature. So having the Moonies on my show is like the perfect fit to this crowd. So it's really going to be an amazing show Sunday night. Man, it's going to be blowed up. Man, we're going to have a million people there, and we're going to have a good time, man. I'm looking forward to having y'all brothers there, man.
Oh, man, it's going to be so fantastic. The point that you were making, especially with comedy, first I want to get clear toward the comedy styles, rather if it's dirty comedy, physical comedy, Christian comedy, conscious comedy, impression comedy, singing comedy. It doesn't matter what type of comedy it is, long as it's funny.
Exactly.
Carl Reiner said to me, the great Carl Reiner, the writer, said to me, used to write on the Dick Van Dyke show. I ran into him one day, and I said, yeah, man, me and my brother, we do conscious comedy. He said, as long as it's funny. it cracked me up. So my point is I say that to say, as we, you know, we may have a particular way of doing comedy, and the thing that I don't like what Hollywood has done, and I'm glad to see is changing, that black comedians were in one, or actually two boxes. Either you were a deaf jam comedy, or was motherfucker shit, goddamn, and all that.
Right.
And or you were a comedian that performed to white sensibilities.
Mm.
So in one instance, we were very happy to see black comedians that were able to be authentic who they are. It was just showing one type of style.
Mm-hmm.
Now we're getting a chance to see how diverse black comedians are, and they can still be authentic to themselves. We're seeing black Christian comedians
mm-hmm.
come out on the scene. We're seeing clean comedians. We're still seeing the dirty and the smut, but we're seeing conscious comedians, and everybody's having the opportunity to get some of that cheese that Hollywood
yep.
has to offer.
Yeah. Yeah, and like I said earlier, it's something that I've noticed. I compare it to the rap game. You know, when N.W.A. First came out, and I mean everybody, all the rappers, they weren't even signing rappers that wasn't cussing. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Somebody like a Common, he couldn't even get a play on the radio. You know what I'm saying? Because he's talking about something different. He stayed in his own lane, but a lot of people weren't paying him attention because he wasn't shooting nobody in every record. You know, he wouldn't
right.
slap his mama. He wasn't, you know what I'm saying? He wasn't cooking a kilo. He wasn't shipping dope back and forth from Miami to Jersey. You know what I mean? So it's like they didn't want to hear that. But what's happened is, in my opinion, has its course. Everything takes its time and goes where it needs to go. And the way I'm looking at it is, comedy itself, especially for us as black people, it's evolving. Because, see, now what they're realizing too is you can, a black person can be a Jerry Seinfeld. And honestly,
that's
like
right.
saying, physical, you know what I'm saying, a little bit better. Like, dang, he can do the same stuff Jerry Seinfeld doing. He ain't cursing. He's doing comedy from his POV, point of view. And I'm going to tell you something I've been doing, Dwayne. You're going to see it this weekend. What I've been doing, I've been writing, man. And I've been thinking, and I've been really taking the craft a lot more serious. Shout out David Arnold, who teaches the art of stand-up comedy class. I took his class, and I also took a few classes over at Flappers. So to my comedians out there, I want to say straight up, learn really the art instead of just getting up being what I like to call a buffoon.
That's right. That's right. You know you're very clear. David Arnold is a super comedian.
Mm-hmm.
He's been in the game for a very long time. And, you know, he doesn't get the attention that he deserves. He gets
exactly.
some, but not the attention that he deserves. And what I say is that we just have to understand that there's room for all types of comedians. You know, it's some dirty comedians I love. It's some that just aren't funny.
Right.
You know, and they're relying on the cussing. But if you got a good cussing comedy bit, I have no problem with that. Same
right.
with clean comedians, any topic, singing comedians, whatever kind of topic, long as you make it work. You know,
right.
it's like Jamie Foxx is a great example of a comic who makes singing work. He's one of the best I've seen that can put in a song and make it funny and matches his comedy. So, and everybody's
right.
not good at that. So,
right.
so I just come with the funny. That's,
gotcha.
That's all I want to see. And I like the
gotcha.
Fact that a lot of black females are starting to get the play. And I'm talking about the cute females that are prettier, that are beautiful. Because
right.
at a time you couldn't be beautiful and be a comic. And now we're seeing that change, and that's good to see that they can come on and be feminine and still be funny. That's a fantastic move that I'm liking.
Well, I want to shout out this young lady, Pretty Ricky Fontaine. She actually, she's going to be coming to L.A. She's one of Bob Sumner's Laugh Mob folks. And, I mean, she's flat out says she's the next Carol Burnett, and I see that in her. And the young lady who I have opening for you, have you seen how fly that chick is, Mike?
You know, I don't. She said she opened for us a couple of months ago. I'm sure, you know, I tried to hit on her. But, you know, but when they tell me they're a comedian, I back off real quick because I do not want to be in the act.
Right, I got you. I got you. Mixing business with pleasure. Well, they know me. Trey Love is naked everywhere. I want to ask Siri. Siri, remind them of when y'all was working together.
Remember Ross Washington's show Friday at the little, what was it, like a motorcycle warehouse slash?
Yes, yes.
Hold on, what that was called?
Yes, I remember.
I did that show. I did that show. Looked like if you leave, you was going to get shot, so you had to get in your car.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, well, like we said those days. In the morning, they turned this into a Mexican garage.
Yeah.
That's what it looked like, a mechanic shop.
Yeah. Yeah. It was crazy. You had to wear the bulletproof vest, the face mask, everything.
Right, exactly.
It was dangerous.
And actually, speaking of Roz Washington, she's actually, just to tell everybody, we're doing this every week at Flappers Comedy Club, Claremont, 532 West 1st Street. She is actually one of the featured comedians on my all-female show, October 14th. That's going to be a real live show. So I just wanted to shout her out. Nothing but love for that. So I did that show too, man. And I'm going to tell you, it was a hot show, man. Roz, that's what I love about people like Roz, you know, and the new crop of comedy, man. We grinding, man. I mean, you know, I feel like the segue mixed between the old school and the new school. But I'm noticing these new school cats, man, they up on it. They up on it. They doing it on another level. You know what I'm saying? These people are coming out to be comedians. Like, they're coming out with careers. I used to, and I know Dwayne can relate to what I'm saying, I used to work on building my act first.
Yes.
What's on building an act? How long, you know, I've met comedians. How long you been doing comedy? Oh, 3 months. Damn, they got stuff all up on every site. Book me and ain't got 3 minutes of material. It's a new day, you know?
No. And comedy is very important to work your craft and practice what Daryl and I call is Can I, which stands for, it's an acronym for constant and never-ending improvement. You got to constantly work on your craft. And once you hit 10,000 hours of stage time, and like any business or anything you're trying to get good at, the 10,000 is the level. Once you hit that level, it's all gravy after that. You have become an expert at your craft. It's that 10,000 hours. Before then, you're just trying to figure it out.
Wow. Well, I'm going to just put my – and the thing is, a lot of people, you know, because they didn't know me, may think that it's bragging. But I started comedy. My first time on stage after taking Steve Rosenfeld's class in New York City, I went to the American Comedy Institute. The thing is, even prior to getting on stage, I had training. You know what I'm saying? I went and got training. The same guy, and this is Robin, and Steve Rosenfeld is Robin Williams' right-hand man. When Robin Williams needs new material, needs to work on some stuff, he works it through Steve Rosenfeld. Jucat out in New York. Y'all check him out. Look him up, the American Comedy Institute. He'd be happy to hear from you and tell him, hey, you know Trey Love, Lewis Smith? He recommends you. He'd probably laugh and be like, that's one of my favorite students, because when he saw me, he told me I had the knack. He said, you're special, and keep going. My first time on stage, April 12, 1997, and I'm still here today. But I remember way back when I had only been doing comedy for like 4 years, and I felt comfortable. Before I used to get on stage, because I knew I had something. I knew, you know when you got a gift. So I would get on stage, but before I would get on stage, I was, oh, my God, nervous. I never forget, y'all. I needed a rum and coke. I would not touch a microphone until I had at least a rum and coke, because I needed to get that edge off because I was so nervous. And the thing is, as soon as I hit the stage and I got that first laugh, I was always able to work through my material. And again, what you learn, too, when you're doing the craft, like you said, 10,000 hours, amazing. What you learn to do as you continue to do comedy is you kind of stand there, and now I can do this. Like, say I got the crowd and they're kind of laid back. I can sit there and in 3 minutes wake them up and have everybody screaming, laughing, whoop, you know, just going crazy, and then I can take them where I want them to go. That's what makes it an art, because when you have the 10,000 hours, like what Brother Dwayne's talking about, it's a mental thing to be able to control the crowd, control the stage, you know, and I do a lot of hosting. Hosting is really my knack. That's like I say, I just follow the path that has been laid before me. Hosting is my thing, and as the host, I feel like I'm the anchor to the show. I have to ensure that, you know, people are seated, people are happy, keep the mood going, and you guys will see come Sunday, I'm going to serve them up to you on a platter. I'm going to show y'all something.
I'm ready to eat served up. I mean, I know I personally can't drink before I get on stage. I tried to do a little rum and coke thing beforehand. I got a little too tipsy. I forgot all my lines. kind of like, uh-huh. And I think the audience knew, oh, she a little tipsy. She a little drunk.
No, what's great about emceeing, what you learn, every comedian should emcee because, you know, it's different when you're in a white club and you're emceeing and when you're in a black club, you're emceeing. When you're in a black club, when you're in a white club, you're truly the MC and you're just introducing the comics. But when you're a black MC, it's almost like you're the main comedian and you have your friends coming with you.
Exactly.
When you put on your own shows, that's the best way for a comedian that's starting out to learn how to be funny because it puts you on stage without material. You have to be funny. And because you're the MC, you have to connect with the audience. And the best comedians, when they're experienced, they know how to communicate their truth with the audience. So becoming an MC is one of the ways to learn that part of connecting with your audience. And it's very important to have that tool at your disposal.
Wow. I want to give y'all some rundown, then I'm going to go to a song, and I'm going to come right back, and I'm going to let both of y'all blast this because this is y'all time to pimp this stuff. And, Dwayne, I want you to talk about you and your brother's business. And also, when you come out on Sunday, bring a lot of your business materials with you because, again, we pushing to succeed and go higher and above and beyond where we are today. And we're doing that each and every day of our lives. But I just want to tell I wanted to share this story with Dwayne as well as you, Siri, because you'll learn this as well, you know, as you continue to hit these microphones. I don't want to say any names, but I had a couple of issues with some staff and faculty working initially because they want to say, okay, you need to get on stage, do 15 minutes. We're going to give you the light. We're going to give your comedian 10 minutes to 15 minutes. Get on stage, give you the light, and then you do 2 minutes, this and that. And, again, they were trying to run my show. Now, this is what I had to explain to the behind-the-scenes people. It's so ironic that you say that, and I'm so glad we have this show on tape because this show is not just to entertain you. This show right here, especially the one I'm even listening to, is to especially comedians, to teach you something. When I told the people that I work with at the club, I said, listen, I said, if you book the comedians and you want me to just MC the show, I can come there. I can say, hey, how's everybody doing? Look, I'm Trey Love. What the left nut, tail the right nut. We got to stay together. This brother in the middle think he hard. You know, boom, I can do those. I can do the, your mama's so old, she was in class with Jesus Christ. I can do a few of those. I can keep working it. And then at the end, when I see the yellow light, I will bam, 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 get off stage. Okay, ladies and gentlemen, are you ready for your first comedian? Boom. Now, when I'm doing a Caucasian room, that's what I'll do. And when I finish my 15, it's easy to get up there and do 15 and get off. But where we had a conflict was, and what I had to explain to the white folks was, if I'm booking this show and I'm bringing my black comedians here, I'm bringing my black crowd, my Hispanic crowd here, you can't limit me to the 15-minute mark. I will do the best I can to stay within the 15 minutes. But what I have to do, and I told them this, y'all, and I'm going to tell you, people don't know what I'm going through behind the scenes as a producer, host, all that. I had to tell them, you're going to have to leave me room for creativity.
That's right.
Yeah.
You have to leave me room for creativity. Now, the comedians that, again, when you're featuring, headlining, and you're doing the 15 to 20, you know, bam, that's your time. You get your stuff off, you do your material, you get off. But as the MC of the show, if I'm at 15 minutes and you're trying to give me the light and tell me to wrap up and get another comedian on stage, I'm sorry. Because for me, for Trey Love as a host doing a black comedy show, even if I have to be clean, I'm going to entertain these people. So if I got these people rolling and laughing and we having a good time, and then in my head I know I got another two jokes that are going to bring them up to the level that I need them to be to serve my moonies up, then they going to have – whoever that little, you know, you call yourself running the club, you're going to have to chill because as long as I'm out of here by the time the show is supposed to be over, that's my deadline. You have to give me room. And I told them that, and you know what? I ain't had no problem because, again, I had to explain that to them. If I hadn't been doing comedy for 15 years, if I hadn't had the experiences of doing white rooms, black rooms, young rooms, old rooms, colleges, churches, motorcycle clubs, if I hadn't had these experiences, then I wouldn't even know what to tell them. But now that I have these experiences in my life and I got these, like I like to call it, my bat belt, you know what I'm saying? I got these experiences in my belt. I can explain to a booker or a owner or a club manager, look, this is how my show needs to go and this
is why. I'm going to play this next song, man, and then I'm going to come back, and we're going to wrap this up. This is for all my comedians just getting started. I hope y'all find y'all way.
So ask yourself this question. Is this how love is supposed to be?
Back to that stage. You know what I'm saying? If you want somewhere to work out, really showcase your talent to a new crowd, y'all make sure y'all check me out. It's your boy, Trey Love at TreyLove.com. That's TreLuv at TreLuv.com. Check out the site, www.treylove.com. See, it's all Trey Love, baby. That's all I'm spreading everywhere. It's three times love. You understand what I'm saying? I actually am cutting this song short because I have another very special guest on the line who got to jump in and, you know what I'm saying, let everybody know he's here as well, you know? It's the combo. It's the other one. You know how you got Dwayne? Well, how can you have a Dwayne Mooney without a Daryl Mooney? And I'm going to let them talk about this movie they was in back in the 70s that I didn't even realize I was watching them when I was a child, man. I love these two brothers, man. These are two of my favorite comedians of all time, man. You know what I'm saying? That was Tim. Find Your Way. So find y'all way back to that stage. I'm finna open these lines up, man. I got the Mooney twins together, baby. Welcome to Handsome Life Radio, y'all. Mr. Daryl Mooney. Daryl, how are you today?
I'm fantastic, man. I was trying to find my way on this show. I thought you was a great MC. You sitting up there lying, had me in the back in the dark waiting, and you called me on this phone number.
I sure did. Y'all, you know, y'all got to forgive me.
Who's 424? Is that a fan? Who's that? They got the hoes. What's up?
You got to forgive me, man. Sometimes, you know, hey, I'm going to be honest, man. You know, the cannabis, you know, my medication, sometimes it you know, it kicks me in a little bit.
You thought you had Paul Mooney on the phone, huh? Okay.
Speaking of that, man, now that I got both of you brothers on the line and a young comedian that needs to hear this vintage, man, what was it like? I mean, this man wrote
for the likes of comedy gods. These guys, like literally Eddie Murphy, Richard Pryor, Paul Mooney, those cats right there, Dick Gregory, cats like that are in a class of like, I put them up there, comedy royalty. Like, there'll never be another class like that. What was it like being, and I know you guys' story. Again, you guys are my friends, research on you, Mr. Red Fox, Dick Gregory, your father's Paul Mooney. You've been around the Richard Pryor's and Eddie Murphy. Red Fox even, I know he wanted to adopt y'all. Just talk to the family for a minute, man. The floor is y'all.
Well, first of all, Red Fox, when they, Richard Pryor and our father were writing on the Red Fox show, Sanford and Son, Richard Pryor and our father would sit in the room and they would write the scripts and we would sit there with them and watch them work together. It was very, very powerful, and we'll tell about those stories at the show. Don't want to go too in deep to it now. And Red Fox, when we met Red Fox, instantly he wanted to adopt us because we was light-skinned and red-boned like him. So he loved us immediately, except we wasn't doing the cocaine or smoking cigarettes. And then who became a really, really powerful mentor and great teacher and great, great friend of ours, even to this day, very close. Just talked to him yesterday, Mr. Dick Gregory, who's just been beautiful in our lives and motivated us so much. So both, not only them, but we also got to talk about at the Comedy Store, the comedians that embraced us and that we got close with, people like Robin Williams, Andrew Dice Clay, Sam Kennison, Jimmy Walker. All these guys, we were able to see that because we were running in the Comedy Store at 13 years old, and they embraced us, and we talked to them all the time. So, and then when the Def Jam era came up with the Jamie Foxes and the Martin Lawrences and all these cats, we got close with and tight with, and Robin Harris. So we go through a whole different genres of comedians and friends, and really looked at this game. And one thing that Dick Gregory always told us, why you see that we are so versatile and do different things like business and motivational speaking, empowerment speaking, prosperity thinking, and comedy also, is because one thing that Dick Gregory told us a long, long time ago, 20 years ago, he said to us, hey, whatever you do, you don't have to depend on Hollywood. Always bring your humor with you. That's nothing.
Wow.
That's one thing they can never take away from you. That's a gift to you that the Creator has given you. So wherever you go, whether you speak, whether you do seminars, whether you protest, whatever you do, always bring your humor with you. And that's what we've been able to do.
Wow. Wow. Well, hey, and you see what they said, and it's funny you say that because one thing that, and like I said, I take from brothers like you. You know, I read your brother's post. It's obvious the lineage you two come from because you two are two of the strongest, most upright brothers that I have ever met. I mean, met since I've been in Hollywood. I met the people out here that act Hollywood like they too Hollywood to talk to you, and then I met the other ones that are, you know, flaky, but you two brothers are the same way each and every time I see you, man. And I'm going to say straight up, from an up-and-coming comedian that's really trying to do his thing, I want to thank the Mooney Twins for just being an example, you know, that segue from the old school to the new school to showing us, man. To be, and you know what you guys do, too? You stay out, man. You make sure that, you know, you can be visible. And like I said, for a comedian such as myself, even to have you booked on my show, it's an honor. Now, what I got to do is I got to bring my homegirl on the line real quick, Brenda, because she's been holding, and we got something big we're doing tonight. You know what I'm saying? I'm gonna let her shout out, and then we're going to go on and close this show. Let me open this line up for her. Brenda, how you doing, honey?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm excellent, sweetheart. Well, this is your moment. I know I got to be busy tonight. I know y'all got me somewhere. I'm going to call you on the line as soon as I get off so we can, you know, talk about good and getting everything going. But talk to the people and tell them what's going on. And actually, y'all, she's a publicist for a filmmaker, who, Mr. Romain, who I'm going to be hosting this party for tonight. So talk to the people real quick, Brenda.
Well, I'm with DSR, Events and Entertainment. I'm actually a talent manager, producer, packager for television, film, and you name it. Wear multiple hats, as many of us do in this industry. And been an event producer with celebrities for many years as well. So Romain is one of my dearest friends and partner who just got the Indie Film Director of the Year Award, and we're celebrating tomorrow night actually.
That's tomorrow.
And,
okay, good. I thought it was tomorrow.
Yeah. No, that's tomorrow night. We are having a wonderful private party for him, and we're celebrating his birthday at the same time as getting to see a premiere of his new film.
Wow, well, I'm looking so forward to that. Looking forward to getting down. And I'm going to be doing some emceeing of some comedy tomorrow night, right?
That's right. You're going to be on stage emceeing, and we have the Black Eyed Peas producers and some of their family going to be there performing, and some up-and-coming artists as well as established artists, and we're going to have a great time.
And looking forward to it. And I do know that this is a private event, and I can't give all the information out, but y'all see how good God is. Trey going to the private events to do the host of that church. You hear me now? Making it happen.
Awesome.
Well, Brenda,
thank you so much for your time.
Thank you so much for your time. Let me get my comedians so they can wrap up and just give everything to the people that they need to be told. And then from there, I got to go ahead and get on out of here because I'm only supposed to do an hour show. I done went over 5 minutes, which is cool. But at the same time, I got to get my comedians they pub. So, Brenda, I'm going to be calling you in a few. Thank you. Love you. And
all right, Trey, love. And to the people out there, enjoy your night. Bye-bye.
All right, Brenda, bye-bye. Y'all, you see how we're doing it. We plugging and pushing, you know what I'm saying? So let me go ahead and, Siri, you get your time, girl. You got about, just take 30 seconds, 1 minute, and tell everybody in the whole world, because you got 5 million people listening right now. So tell everybody in the whole world what you want them to know about you.
All right, America, America, America. No. Everybody come out to the show, Claremont. Support your girl, Sarai. A lot of big things on the brink. I got a comedy show coming up. Sketch comedy, come see it now and support me in my root stage before I get to that level where I'm a tree and you try to find yourself as part of being a leaf, you know, where it's very, very seasonal. That was a little deep. You got to take a little time and figure that one out. But anyways, thank you so much, Trey, for having me on the show. I appreciate all the love and support, and I want to make you guys laugh, so come on out.
All right, be blessed, sister, and thank you so much for your time. And again, humbly, I'm a person that's going to thank you for coming to do my show because you know what? You don't have to. So I'm grateful for you coming out to doing my show, baby. And I'm looking forward to everybody seeing your pretty face, and we're going to rock this thing. And don't worry. I'm going to leave you backstage with the Moonies by yourself. You'll be all right.
Uh-oh, no. Don't do me like that. All right, Trey.
Hey, them brothers, they good looking now. Bye-bye. They good looking, so be careful. All right, Daryl and Dwayne, whoever wants to go first, you better watch you.
Right.
And I'll tell you something. Just like me, they still having babies, so be careful.
Uh-oh. I'm fertile.
Be careful. Look at you trying to pass your eggs along.
Yeah, comedians talk that mess, man. When you get along with them, they freeze up. I don't want to hear it.
I know it. All right, Dwayne or Daryl, whoever wants to go first, it's time for the Mooney Twins to close it out, man, and tell the people whatever it is y'all want them to know.
Yeah. First of all, this is Daryl. You guys, come on out to the audience. Come on out to Flappers because it's going to be a historical show, a powerful show, hilarious show, and some wisdom will be shared, some stand-up empowerment. So also, for those of you who want to get in business with us, what we have created is a website that's very powerful. That we have cash flow systems where people can instantly make money right now. Cash flow systems that works like investments. So go to www.thewealthportalinc.com and check out our new business cash flow site. You will love it. We've got people making money around the world. That's the power of the internet. Dwayne?
Yeah, and on that website, we have cash flow systems that pay like investments, and we also have passive investments that pay like cash flow systems. The investments are dealing with the Forex, option trading, penny stocks, those type of things. So it's a well-rounded website that people can make money. I mean, make serious money. We have people making thousands of dollars a week right now. So it's something to look into because you can do it passively and do whatever you want to do for your life as you're making money.
You can hit us up on Facebook at Daryl Mooney. You can hit us up at Dwayne Mooney. And you can also email us at MooneySuccess@Yahoo.com. MooneySuccess@Yahoo.com. You see, we are comedians who are not only funny, but we want to make the big, and all the money.
I like the word one of y'all used. So you're making serious money. I like for however I make my money for it to be serious. You understand what I'm saying?
Right.
Like when you're making your money, make sure it's
serious money. So I want to say to the people, same bat time next week, same bat channel. Next week our guest will be none other than my homeboy from Louisiana, Mr. Seabass, and the lovely Courtney Black. Y'all see, I book them. You feel me? I book the females. I book the males. I book the comedians, y'all, that, you know what I'm saying, you might not see at Flappers. I'm going to have them at Flappers, Claremont. You understand what I'm saying? God is in the blessing business. That's why I'm here, to each his own. Let's do what we do. Asking it shall be given you. Seeking it shall find. Knocking it shall be open unto you, y'all. That has been my show for today. Thank you to Siri for calling in, baby. Siri, I mean, thank you, honey. You know what I'm saying? Look forward to seeing you doing your thing. I'm just grateful to be able to be even just in the same vicinity, you understand what I'm saying, of Dwayne and Daryl Mooney, to have the Mooney Twins on live, y'all. Flappers Comedy Club, 532 West 1st Street, Claremont, California, Sunday night. Make sure y'all get there early, y'all. Doors open at 6. Show starts promptly at 7. We're trying to get y'all in, get y'all first. It's a two-drink minimum. And if you get on my guest list, I might be able to get you in free, but if I can't, I guarantee I'll get you some two-for-ones, man. But y'all hit me up, treylove@treylove.com, and we're going to make this happen. To each and everyone out there within the sound of my voice, have a beautiful and blessed evening. I hope you enjoy the show. I'm going to take y'all out with some Trey Love, A Boy Needs a Girl.
It takes a whole lot of woman.